flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com, or call them at 832-930-6181. Panthers, they win yesterday 5-2 over the Anaheim not-so-mighty Ducks. Two straight over the Ducks. And they'll be back at it tonight against the L.A. Kings.
Sergey had me worried a little bit.
No, why would you worry?
First period, 5 goals were scored. He gave up 2 of them.
It was a rush. It was a lot of stuff going on, dude.
All right.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Everybody need not... Hey, you need not worry about Sergei Bobrovsky. How many times does this guy have to prove himself to everybody? He's a champion. Screwed out of the Vezina last year by that dirty Connor McDavid, by the way, who got suspended for 3 games. A dirty player, that Connor McDavid. I always knew it. I could see it in his face. And I'm glad that they suspended him.
By the way.
Suspend him more.
You know that's Tobinism for it. If Connor McDavid's ever available, I want him for the Panthers.
Well, I mean, if he wants some nice weather.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you want to get your ass out of Canada, you know.
Anytime Tobin takes a shot at the best player on another team, that's
dirty.
Tobinism for it. But if he is available, I would take him for my team.
You need to know, like, here's the thing. There's an art to playing through the whistle, all right? And that is, you know, an art that is mastered by one Matthew Tkachuk, all right? Or you play with class, like an Alexander Barkov. There's no in-between. And when you're Connor McDavid and you've become a cheap shot artist, you know, at some point we have to look at your career as a charade, because we're sitting here and you got all your MVPs. You have a Conn Smythe trophy, which you didn't deserve. You know, you put the Conn in Conn Smythe, all right, Connor McDavid. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, good. It's about time he got his comeuppance. And everybody's sitting here, who could they do that to McJesus? Sorry. Sorry.
I hope your day is going well.
Leroy, what are you doing, dude?
Leroy, you having Siri talk? You talking to Siri? You talking to the rest of us. Technology.
Fat fingers. You hit buttons you don't want to hit, and then your phone starts.
See, he's fat shaming his own fingers.
He is, dude.
You got it, like, you know, Leroy's fair.
Hey, there's no...
It's easy.
Like, yeah.
You should show a little more love to your fingers. You know, you certainly didn't to your toes.
You know? See? And Vlad. And people wonder why I am the way I am. Right? I got roasted about my feet thanks to Marcos, right?
Who
for
shouldn't
like 2 days.
Who shouldn't be saying anything, because he has web feet.
Right.
sitting here.
So I eat it, but here's the deal. I eat it, but I dish it out. I'm good. So when people say, oh, there's Leroy. Like, do y'all not forget when y'all attack me?
Other headlines. Josh McDaniels is back with the Patriots.
Once.
Ninth stint?
What, twice. Now? Three times a lady.
Is he 40 yet?
Is he 40? I don't know. I would think so.
Dude, how many bids you going to do with New England? Three? This is his third bid.
He's had 17 jobs, and he just made 40.
He is 48.
Oh, geez.
He's 48.
Damn.
Peter Pan is no longer a lost boy. He's back.
So, also, you know who else is that? That's the same thing with Ole Miss coach.
Lane Kiffin.
He's been around for it.
Oh, yeah, but it's been around.
But at least he's diversified a little bit.
But you're going back to the same ex. Yeah.
There's no way he feels great about going back into that office. He goes, ugh.
Well, I mean.
You just got to know. You know what? You got to put your ego to the side and realize Bob Kraft looks at you as Scottie Pippen. That's all. He'll never look at you as the man. He's always going to look at you as right. the underling.
So. How many coaches have you thought, this is going to be my job one day? Well, nope.
Here's the other thing that you have to realize. Some of these coordinators make as much money as head coaches.
Understood. I mean, you can make
good money without having all the pressure on you.
How are you gonna go back to your ex a third time?
The weird one is Vance Joseph was head coach of the Denver Broncos and now he's the defensive coordinator. That one's strange.
Yeah, that was true.
I played against Vance or his brother. I'm not sure which one.
What, they both look alike?
By the way, speaking of brothers.
I want to say his brother played quarterback, but I don't know if he was there before or after his brother.
Speaking of brothers, I saw Baby Warehouse yesterday.
Oh, you did see him?
We got to draft that kid.
How tall is he?
He looks about as tall as his brother already, but like he's
younger.
He's a beanpole right now. I mean, he's 18.
So for all you people saying I was lying, I wasn't lying.
No,
when
I saw him yesterday, Vlad. I saw him as I was walking in the locker room.
He's tall, like this ridiculously tall.
No, he's ridiculously
tall. And he's only 18, yep. Which means he still might have time to grow more.
He's probably going to go. Yeah, he looks like he's going to grow probably another 2 inches at least. At least.
Is he as athletic, though?
I don't know. I've never watched him play.
Once you get over 7 foot, it's hard to find a 7 foot athletic.
Yeah, but where's athletic?
His brother's athletic.
That's what I'm saying.
It's and crazy.
Let me explain this. Because this is the same thing I see with Wemby. And the difference between Wemby and I think Khalil, other than these other 7 footers who every time they fall, they hit the ground, they're actually coordinated. Like Embiid, like Anthony Davis. What do you mean?
Every time they fall, they hit the ground?
I mean, yeah. You could fall on chairs. Is that hitting the ground?
You mean that they fall to the ground with grace?
Oh, yeah. Every time they fall, Embiid.
I know what you were saying.
Embiid, all the time. We always talk about this. Embiid, Anthony Davis. Always, when they fall, they just fall. They flail. They look unorthodox, uncoordinated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wemby and Kendall, Mr. Ware, very coordinated. Porzingis, another one. When he falls, oh, my God, you think he's hurt, like every time.
Oh, well, because he is.
Well, that's the reason why.
But it is weird because I remember the first time I saw Wemby, I went to that game, and he looked like a windsock running, right? Like, how's this eye going to – and it's almost like he got his legs because he looks very athletic for a guy that tall.
Like
I love the way he just pulls up from 30.
It's Ware has got, like, super spring in his step, dude. Like, just
– yep.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun to watch. It really is.
So,
it,
no more tall time now?
OG tall time is on the show. Well,
There's OG. What's young G tall time?
OG tall time is Jovic and Ware. Now, new tall time is Ware and Bam. But they did yesterday, first sub in was Bam. Because it got off to a good start. Bam, Ware. Then Jovic subbed in for Bam. Got away from him a little bit there. The you know, Jovic didn't exactly have his three pointer yesterday, but
it's crazy because
they played well a lot yesterday.
The defense, no matter what combination you put in there, only seems to really work when Bam's in there. Which is
because he knows everything. Like he's covering up everything. Now yesterday here's. You know, I don't know. Wasn't the best. I mean, they were all but working in new roles, and then you know, Jimmy. I mean,
well,
he's
at least Bam
Jimmy,
looked aggressive Jimmy, yesterday.
Oh, he did. No, his offense are good. They just couldn't stop a nosebleed. But Jimmy yesterday, dude, there was one where Jeremy Grant like just pulls up for a three, and Jimmy just looks at him like can you just try to put a hand up, please? Just fake it.
Here's where you know.
Not Jimmy's even not faking it.
Here's when you know Jimmy's not being Jimmy. Because Jimmy is notorious for jumping lanes and getting steals.
Yep.
You're going to get your 2-3 steals a game, and you're going to get those breakaways.
Zero
right?
steals back from suspension.
Maybe Milwaukee's going to bring the old Jimmy back. Maybe the scent, just the sight of being at the Pfizer Forum, that
game. You don't understand Petty.
I know Petty. Oh, come on.
Petty.
I'm
Petty,
the Richard Petty of Petty.
He's locked in.
Pot committed.
That's rough. No, you're pot committed. You're not getting out. You're not getting out of that hand.
There is nothing. Like, put it this way. Usually somebody could get Jimmy going by talking a little trash to him.
Right. Nothing. I'm just like, maybe the sight of Drew Holiday might just nothing. Mm-hmm. Maybe nothing. What's that kid? What was that guy from Indianapolis? The Pacers, Indiana.
TJ Warren?
Maybe bring TJ Warren in.
I think he's in the G League.
Bring him in. Bring him in for a practice.
That was the odd thing. Like, one time Jimmy Butler, like, I was talking about this last night with Tommy Tighe, like, and I still remain confused on what went wrong when. Because you remember Jimmy Butler, how, like, intense he was just trolling Chris Paul during a preseason game this year? Like, yeah. Was just badgering Chris Paul the entire game, and he, like, took it serious like it was a playoff game. I'm like, wow. And then all of a sudden it's just like, eh. Oh, well.
Yeah, I know.
Laissez-faire.
Oh, you're pretty down on your guy, huh?
I'm not down on him. Like, I'm down. Yes, I can't lie. I'm down on it's gotten to this point, but I can't say I'm surprised. You know, it'd be silly for me to sit here and be like, wow, I can't believe Jimmy Butler'd us. Like, that would be silly. Am I disappointed? Of course. Nobody wants the old rabbit to grab the gun. But... yeah, I think the thing that, and Leroy's mentioned this, like the thing that I think is tough is like, man, you've been teaming with a lot of these guys for a long time. You know, you couldn't, he really felt like this was the last short, and I guess he really did because, you know, the Heat really didn't start doing this or didn't seem like they've even gotten serious about moving him until they did have to suspend him.
Well, here, and let's put it into trade perspective. The Heat could have very well been interested in moving him. But the other teams didn't feel the need to do anything more to get it done. And now that they realize that they need to do more, the Heat are just kind of waiting for everybody else to get their ducks in a row. You see what I mean? So if you look at what Phoenix had to do, or now they got to go say now Milwaukee's involved and now maybe there's another team. That doesn't just happen overnight. You just a piece gets added, you know, ever so often to try to make this thing work. And so from that standpoint, I get the fact that Jimmy may think the Heat aren't doing anything, but what they're saying and what they're doing are two different things. It's the same thing that happened with the Dame thing.
Yeah, but the Dame thing was you knew that they were going to move on from Dame because they wanted to rebuild. I think that the Heat thought in the best case scenario, like, that they
Jimmy was going to play out this year.
Yeah, that he was going to play out the year. I think that was their hope, and that's why, but again, and it did seem like that, but at some point something changed.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the ODYSSEY app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 2 seconds.
But it, okay, but those 2 seconds, he looked completely normal. Like you did.
Okay.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here on 560 WQAM. Yeah, you nailed it, dude.
Hey, Leroy, you know they canceled the Pelicans game tonight.
Too much snow, dude.
No. Yep.
And apparently Milwaukee is, since they have a back-to-back, it's supposed to be second night of a back-to-back, Chris Haynes says there's a concern that they would be able to depart in time for the game. So, there you go. What the hell is going on with all this snow all over the place, man?
I got a video of somebody, what they're doing with snow in New Orleans, and they got them pouring some Cajun seasoning on the salt on the snow.
How's that working out for them?
Well, you know what they put? Like last time when the roads got frozen, you know what they dump on the roads because they don't have salt. Sand. So I don't know. I don't know about this snow.
Pretty wild. I'm getting all these tickets, Leroy, from people who bet Khalil Ware yesterday for the for Rookie of the Year.
That's like, why it's 550 now.
Dude, that's crazy. I think Hard Rock was like, what the hell is going on right now? Why are we getting all this action on the warehouse? If you guys like, he's put up back-to-back 20-point games. He had a double-double yesterday. Valiant effort from them in the comeback in a game that was awful because they missed 18 straight threes. And then they almost made the run back. Man, if Pella would have gotten it down to 5. Oh, Swedish swish. Yep. If he was able to get that steal and get that bucket. But Khalil just continues to be impressive. And I'm telling you, dude, like, Spo starts him yesterday. I don't think it's going anywhere for realsies this time. Very, like, you clearly have something here that you need to continue to let grow. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, there's no going back. So I think there's a possibility we could be sitting pretty here. I think we could be sitting pretty here. And, like, all of a sudden, he goes from this long shot in just 2 games because this Rookie of the Year thing is so wonky this year with the picks. Now he's down to +550, and I imagine one more game he might be he might be down even closer. So if you got in while the getting's good, good for you. If you didn't, you have to throw a little bit more money on it to make good. Because that's where it's at right now. Here was Eric Spoelstra yesterday after the game on the performance of his rookie big man.
The rebounding, you know, he did some really good things defensively at the rim. He'll continue to get better, you know, when to go, when not to go, when to wall up. You know, if a guy catches it in the paint, those things, he'll get better. But, you know, the upside obviously is very encouraging, and that's why, you know, he's in the starting lineup right now. We just frankly needed to get him in there for more minutes, whether it was off the bench or starting. It's an easier way to make that happen.
Yeah, that's right. Respectfully. Took long enough. Very respectfully. It took you long enough, Spo.
Respectfully.
Very respectfully. Respectfully.
So respectfully is disrespectful.
Yeah, but respectfully, I mean, it took you long enough.
Yeah. We've been talking about this all year, but
I know. Trust me, I know. It's just the way it's the way how Spo is kind of like.
He's trying to make it sound like
right.
He was a bum and we cultured him into being what he is now and he's still growing.
Yeah, he needed some work to be done. That's why he's there. And it was like, well, let us see the work that needed to be done. Let us see it. Let us judge that. Yeah.
Yes. But here's the deal. I believe, especially in that sport, you don't learn how to defend Wimby. You don't learn how to defend Ayton unless you're defending Wimby and Ayton. You can't learn in the G League because guess what? If you the quality player that is starting in the NBA, you ain't going to be facing nobody you're going to be playing against in the G League.
Yeah, you'll end
so
up.
So how is that helping you?
You'll end up taking on like a Wembanyama brother or something like that. Like, you know, you would take it on.
Thanasis?
Yeah, you would take it on Thanasis Antetokounmpo. You would have taken on like Carlos Wembanyama.
First of all, don't talk bad about Giannis.
Why?
Because he's going around podcasts looking people face to face and wanting them to talk that they were about him. He ran up on Cameron.
He ran up on Cameron?
Yeah, he did.
Cameron shriveled?
Nah, no, Cameron is shriveled. Cameron's from Harlem. They don't shrivel. Nah, he might snitch, but they don't shrivel. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
But he didn't know. They had a good conversation, and he explained himself how, you know, everybody thinks because I'm Giannis's brother, a young, you know, brother, I'm a bum, but I'm not. You know, I made it in the league. I was there before Giannis, and I'm needed. I was very needed.
What was he needed for?
Moral support.
Moral support. Get the guys energized. Keep the guys confident.
Get in the fights.
Sometimes overly, you need that.
Overly celebrating after a bucket and a blowout.
Listen, there's a lot of overly celebrating. ML Carr got a job for overly celebrating with a towel. Okay? And he was like the eighth or ninth member of the Boston Celtics.
Pella Larson's reaction. Did you see his reaction yesterday? They posted a photo of his reaction to the Kal-El Ware dunk that he had on Scoot Henderson. And you would have thought that the Miami Heat just won the championship with how Pella was. This photo that they have of him was hilarious. I got to find this for you guys.
I know who was celebrating like they won the championship last night.
Who?
Joe Cronin.
Oh, I hate him so much. You're right, though.
Joe Cronin. Joe Cronin. Did you see that?
You're right, dude.
Dude, I was laughing and I burped at the same time. It was crazy. Joe Cronin, you guys were talking hella trashed about him. Solana talked trashed about him.
I hate him.
Pre-heat, okay? During the Heat game, there was mentioned his, look at Joe Cronin here at the Heat Arena.
Dude.
And then what happened?
His team kicked the Heat's ass. Now, not really any of the things that he got, you know, for the trade. I mean, you know, I think he would have still holds true, but he had to feel good yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
This was Pelly yesterday after the dunk.
Who's the other guy?
Yeah, who is that?
That's Josh Christopher.
They're bench celebrators. That's what they're known for.
That's the first quarter.
A couple of minutes here and there.
It's the first quarter.
Yeah, they were in the lead.
He is reacting ridiculously.
Dude, that first quarter, you thought this was going to be a blowy.
Oh, I did.
They were shooting the ball lights out.
I don't understand how a team can be so bad in two quarters.
Well,
and they've had some single-digit quarters.
Yep.
Like, at some point, does somebody come to, hey, man, we only got like 5 points and there's 5 minutes left to go in this quarter.
It was Bam after the game saying it was demoralizing for the fans to watch.
I mean, it's demoralizing for the fans. And for us, you know, we're constantly trying to dig ourselves out these holes that exerts extra energy than we need to do. And need to figure out how when we come to play against teams like that. You know, 48 minutes of our style to play basketball.
All right, dude. But you want to know something? Fix it, dude! Fix it! I'm tired of this. Every single game you're sitting here and you're telling me, oh, 48 minutes this, 48 minutes that. You're the captain! Fix it, dude!
I told you this before. I think there's points and periods in a game where they'll be playing and then they'll look up with like 30 seconds left to go in the quarter and go, we only scored 10 points?
Yeah, well, I think what they need to do is, you know, make some adjustments, and that adjustment is fix it! I'm tired of this! Every single game that now goes under that home court, you're getting the doors blown off of you by these bum teams. Jimmy, no Jimmy, Hero, no, hey, Captain, fix it! I don't know what's going on here and why all of a sudden you miss more bunnies than Elmer Fudd during Wabbit season, but all of a sudden I'm going to need you to do me a favor and fix it, okay? Because I can't take any more of these games. You just embarrassed me in front of Joe Cronin and his bald ass sitting in your building laughing at you. They're laughing at you. Do you know what they're saying about you, Bam? I'm not saying this, but people are saying this.
What they saying?
They're saying he's New Whiteside. That's what they're saying. Is that what you want to be called? New Whiteside?
Because he's making twice as much.
Like I said, MVP loving.
I don't like it. And also, I don't like it. Get your head in the game. Fix this. Your ass wanted to be out on the wing defending? Why the holy hell am I seeing everybody blow past the Miami Heat? Bucket after bucket. You were minus 22 in a 20-point game. What did you play, 20 minutes yesterday? Has that ever happened? Fix it, Bam!
I never thought DeAndre Ayton was an all-star until yesterday.
Oh, DeAndre Ayton, I mean, there's nothing less that he wants to be doing out there than playing basketball. And this is what we have the thanks for? The fans are demoralized? You bet your ass they're demoralized! Why is that? Because you keep losing to teams that have 12 wins, 11 wins on your floor? Oh, no Tyler yesterday? Here you go, dude. Let's go. Nope. Letting the team, letting your team go out here and getting blown out by 20 and a quarter by the Blazers. Fix it, dude. And I don't want to hear anything about adjustments. Ridiculous. Maybe the league's adjust back. You're allowed to do that.
You weren't saying this a couple
Duncan years ago. Duncan Robinson is out there, Vlad, with that dog in him, dragging the Miami Heat to have a pulse in this game. Which, by the way, he never gets any calls. Never gets a call. I don't know what Duncan Robinson did to these officials.
He's
okay?
An intangible. They're not going to get the calls. Bro.
It doesn't matter. He yesterday, this was the sequence. Early in the game, Leroy. Bam Adebayo. Fwoppa! Bruce Lee elbow right to the chops of Denny Avdija. All right? Offensive foul on the Heat. The other side, Avdija, he basically crane kicks Duncan Robinson, and they're like, foul on Duncan Robinson.
Talk about.
Crane kicked him, Vlad.
Listen, if somebody crane kicks you, you're definitely getting a call.
No.
You're getting a call.
Not if it's on Duncan Robinson.
Leroy.
Not if it's on Duncan Robinson.
Leroy, I'm willing to give you the shot, the benefit of the doubt with an elbow. But if somebody crane kicks another player, no.
Duncan Robinson basically got Jorge Masvidal yesterday, and he was Ben Askren, and they were like, That's a foul on 55. And he's just sitting here like, bewildered. He's like, what did I do? What did I do? Nothing, Duncan. I don't know what you did, dude. But they must use you in these tutorials of like, hey, remember this from 2019, the old 2-for-2? 2 fouls in 2 minutes, Duncan Robinson? Whenever he's around somebody, it's a foul on him. Man can't live his life. He can't basketball without these officials getting involved.
Damn, so Bam really got you that down, huh?
It's just like, you know, hey, man, let's grab this thing by the cajones and take it over, all right? Are you the captain or is Duncan the captain? Are you the captain or is Tyler the captain? You want to be the captain, you don't want to be the captain. Too bad, you're the captain. And you know what the captain's got to do?
Toby, you ever been in love?
Yes, of course. Many, many years.
It didn't, like, you know, mess up your world?
I've never let the Blazers come in and ruin my radio show! Never! It's never happened, and I've been very in love!
He covered all his bases there. Kept the missus happy while still being mad.
Come on, man. That's what I'm here for. If Frog Boy's not going to be here, I'll set him up with the alley so he could cram it down like Duncan.
Take a break. Back after this. First, Bam, let me also just say this. Because you are still a very nice man, which is why I want to tell you, if you have dry cleaning, maybe you're going to go somewhere very nice with a certain somebody. What you want to do is you want to take your dry cleaning to A&T Dry Cleaners. The best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, Leroy. Tell them about it.
Give our guy Ara a call at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. Losing some of that holiday weight. You need to get those new clothes you got for Christmas to fit. He'll hook you up. All alterations are done on site, and he has a seamstress there daily. Just give him a call at 954-610-9383, and guess what? He'll pick it up for you and drop it off. And if you use our name, just mention Tobin and Leroy, you'll get 25% off your order. Just mention you heard about us, heard about A&T. Dry cleaners on our show, and that's right, you'll get 25% off. Again, text or call Ara. He'll give you a quote on what needs to be done to your clothes, if it's kids, if it's adults, whatever you need. Prom's coming up. Isn't it prom time?
I mean, it's getting there, man. They got the sweetheart dances.
Stuff done.
They got
all, right?
They got
so
all that.
Give them a call. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach counties. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Telling you, man. That's why you want to go to A&T Dry Cleaners. Check it on out. 954-610-9383. Check out our guy, Ara, and he'll give you that discount. You get very few rewards for listening to the Tobin and Leroy show. So what you can get is 25% off your order. A&T Dry Cleaners. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
You ready to get ratty?
Of course.
Shall I give you your intro, mama? See?
There you go.
Thank you.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, you were speaking about him and his antics. Now we had Jimmy Butler wearing Suns colored shoes.
Yeah, that was his footwear of choice. Here's the thing, though. Not the first time he's done it. And the only reason I'm rats off a ship on this is I expect you to have more than being in reruns already in week three of your trade demands. Come up with something a little bit more clever, Jimmy Butler. Like the shoe thing, that's to me... That's almost like your play. Now you're starting to mail in your trolling. Rats Why don't you come to the arena with, like, a roadrunner on a leash? Or?
You would love that.
I don't know. Walk in, you know.
A pet roadrunner. First of all, you know, roadrunners aren't the color that they are on a cartoon, you jackass.
What does that have to do with anything? I know a Roadrunner when I see one.
They're not the colorful. They're not the colorful Phoenix Suns bird running around.
They
look like skinny chickens.
I like the imagination of Jimmy Butler when he's talking to his agent. He goes, "All right, so what are you going to do today, Jimmy? What do you got for trunk?" He goes, "I don't know. I'm already kind of bored of it. You know, why don't I just wear the sun shoes again?" No! I expect the best troll in the game to keep it going strong. And you got lazy yesterday, Jimmy Butler, with your trolling. Ergo, I'm rats off a ship on the sun shoes. You've done it already. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I'm just exhausted of trying to read into everything.
Let's stop trying to read into everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't.
But you can't, because
to be honest with you, I was looking at the way he was playing and not what he was wearing. So I never even noticed it, because I'm like just so just irritated about the situation that they put him out there to do, not be Jimmy, right? It's almost like you're doing something to appease him to try to keep everything, you know, at a minimum. And by doing that, he's winning.
The state bird of Arizona is the cactus wren.
What is that? I mean, is the state bird of Vegas a Roadrunner? Because that's why I saw a Roadrunner.
Let's see.
What if he comes in with a Roadrunner with an outfit on of the Suns colors?
With a 22 jersey?
Better.
Mm-hmm. But you don't understand. Roadrunners are small.
No,
honestly,
what would be funny is if he came to the game, because Charles Barkley's been going at him, as if he came in a Charles Barkley Suns jersey.
Mm.
I see one with the color. The color is right here on the
end. But when you see him, and I'm sorry, when I say, ooh, there's a Roadrunner.
They're actually cool-looking birds, I'm not going to lie.
When I saw my first Roadrunner on the golf course in Vegas,
oh, you know what I did? Scoop.
I went to him and tried to get him to like speed away, you know, like on the cartoon. Mm-hmm. But he just walked. He didn't even run fast.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
I'm so over this situation. I can't wait for it to be done. Go Obviously, Scooby is on the same page. I'm over it. I don't care what shoes you're wearing, okay? I just want this story to be over with.
T-Sizzle says, or was it T-Sizzle? Who says it? Oh, it was, Louise. Imagine if Tobin Lee, and Jimmy get traded to Phoenix. Traded me for Gambo? Gambo on 98.7?
Ken Benson.
Where are your rats, Vlad, with these sun shoes?
Yeah, I'm rats off the shit, man. Let's just get this stupidness over with, man. This is getting ridiculous. Like, both parties. I'm just done with both parties. Sorry.
I just wanted to be over with, right?
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with anything other than...
It's like, you know, you both know you're going to separate. So just damn separate already. There ain't no kids. You're not staying for no kids.
I think Nico... He's going through it.
Nico's 20. He's turning 21.
Don't pick sides. Remember.
Well, and you ain't had to pay no alimony in 3 years, so you good.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Child support.
None of that.
Number two, we have the AFC. We have an AFC executive that told ESPN that Aaron Rodgers will retire.
Rats off a ship. Don't believe it. Someone's gonna bring in Aaron Rodgers. There's not enough quarterbacks. There's too many teams that need to change. He'll be in Vegas. He'll be somewhere. He'll be in Pittsburgh. Someone's gonna take a nibble at Aaron Rodgers before he retires. Rats off a ship on him retiring. Leroy?
I'm just rats off a ship on Aaron Rodgers.
Because you hate Aaron Rodgers.
You hate that man.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
It's hard to convince us otherwise.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to convince me.
I really don't.
Leroy, we could be.
I think he's one of the top two or three pure passers of the football to ever walk the face of the earth.
You don't think anything about him is pure?
There you got it. There's something that happened. It was an encounter maybe a fan it's encounter he rubbed Leroy the wrong way.
It's not an encounter. It's just all of the crap surrounding him, right? Like that. That's just like he's. I honestly believe that he is, and has been, too good of a player to have all of this nonsense surrounding him.
I'm dying for him to end up on the Browns next year, Vlad, for a year.
There's no chance.
Why are you saying that?
Because he would have to eat all his words.
Why would you say that? There's definitely not no chance.
It will not change what I'm saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm not saying that it will or will not, but I'm just
and keep in mind, it has nothing to do with what I think about his career. Nothing.
You know, it'd be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Home opener for the Browns and Aaron Rodgers running out the field.
The Dolphins play the Browns again.
And Chuck Knoll's like they're like whatever the Browns do. Not Chuck Knoll. Was the 80-year-old man that Leroy wants to beat up?
Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris. Yeah. Chuck Norris is there, and Aaron Rodgers is the guy leading the Cleveland Browns.
Dude, I can't wait until Aaron Rodgers signs with the minimum for the on the Browns. Hey, it's going to be great.
Yeah, me and Stefanski, we're great friends.
I'll pick up Chuck Norris and beat Aaron Rodgers' ass.
Not if they both do ayahuasca together.
But yeah, you don't hate this guy.
I don't hate.
Hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know why the world that
dislike
we live in
is dislike.
You cannot like something about somebody, but still appreciate.
Here's the thing, Leroy.
Player they are.
This is when the person that you may not like or hate is not even mentioned, and you bring them in a conversation that has nothing to do with them to make your point. That's hate.
There's a lot of similarities in some of the
there's
stuff.
You could be talking NBA and then you just bring.
Anytime I'm talking about old people and injuries. Anytime I talk about old people injuries, I bring up Aaron Rodgers because that is the most recent example of old guy coming off of Achilles.
And Leroy, if I told you this old guy coming off an Achilles injury threw for nearly 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns, if I didn't tell you the name was Aaron Rodgers, what would you tell me?
I would tell you the same thing everybody else would say, and that is, he was a looter in the riot. The team won 4 games.
If I didn't tell you the name was Aaron Rodgers, Leroy.
We'll just sit back and wait, dude. We'll sit back and wait. Once he's on the Browns this year, we will sit back and we will wait and see how he acts around Jay Crawford.
You're right.
I'm going to have – listen, I'm going to be eating it for a whole year. I'm going to get fat off crow. Because if that happens – so let me say, you're going to have Aaron Rodgers – and Deshaun Watson in the same room.
But you're not, because Deshaun Watson's going to be hurt all year.
But he's still got to go there.
Chuck Norris has your special teams coach.
He'll be on the training table.
Chuck Norris is our special teams coach.
Aaron Rodgers will sabotage Deshaun Watson, and he'll be like, hey, watch how you rub it in mud. It'll fix it.
I don't have nothing against Chuck Norris. The whole situation started when people said Chuck Norris could kick my ass.
He can.
The old hate the old, bro. I tell you, the old don't like the other old.
And the old hold a grudge.
The old hold a grudge against the other old.
It's true.
And even people elder.
Mm. Where are your rats, Vlad?
I'm rats off a ship. I think he comes back, man. I think he comes back.
To the Jets?
He's coming back to the NFL. I didn't say he's coming back to the Jets. Okay. The question was, is he going to retire?
He's going to the NFL. He's going to retire.
He's coming back to the NFL.
I don't think he could do a 1 year with the Raiders?
Yeah, exactly. Someone's gonna
take it. I don't think he's gonna go to Raiders. Devontae ain't going back to Vegas.
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah, wherever
wherever
Aaron goes.
How would you like to be Devontae and Aaron Rodgers leaving you stuck in with the Jets?
Oof.
So he seemed happy. He'd just go anywhere he goes.
What's number 3, Jennifer?
Go his turn on Dade South to point stuff out. 4. So what? I may or may not have headbutted a couple of mics.
A couple.
Reaching down to get a snack.
Number 3 we have
the equipment hate Leroy the way Leroy hates A-Rod.
It's true.
That's not wrong. not voting for Ichiro for Hall of Fame.
Rats off a ship. Baseball writers can go to hell. I mean, not all of you, but the rat bastards can.
Time guy.
I mean, like, you're not going to vote for Ichiro to get in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, my guy. You really made a stand. I hope you get a great column out of it.
Yes, I'm definitely right. I don't get it. I don't get, like, you know, nobody, while they sit here and talk about the purity of baseball, the guy that would not vote for him, right, would be the guy that made the Hall of Fame voting about him.
Correct.
And so he should be immediately banned from ever voting for the Hall of Fame again.
As an aside, by the way, can I just say, CeCe Sabathia's going in as a Yankee?
Absolutely. You absolutely right.
I think of him as a Cleveland Indian.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
But I do.
No, you don't.
Why are you telling me I don't when
because
I do?
You don't.
So think about this.
He has hands and hips and everything.
Think about this. First of all, I only accept CeCe as Big CeCe.
Oh, thin CC right? Could kick rocks.
Thin CC was no good.
I give you that. Fat CC won a title with us.
I'm going to use my own personal experience. I had more success in Minnesota.
He had more success in New York.
Yards, touchdowns, and everything. But when people mention me, they mention me as a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, well, you know what? When people mention CC now, they mention him as a Yankee. You know why? Because he won a title with the Yankees.
I don't think they do.
He spent the majority of his career with the Yankees.
I did the same thing.
The majority of his career with the Yankees.
I mean, one extra year. It's not, I mean, like, it's a very fine majority. It's a fine majority.
Here's the final thing. Leroy, who do you more resonate with, the Browns or the Ravens?
The Browns.
Guess who CC resonates more with? The New York Yankees.
I don't think so.
Yes, he does.
I don't think he does, dude.
Yes, he does.
Well, just because you play for a more popular team.
No, that's the team. But
that's my point. I played with a more successful team. Like, that team, the years I played in Minnesota was like.
He won a Cy Young with the Indians.
Might have won a Cy Young with the Yankees.
He did not.
Was he like
he won ALCS MVP.
Yeah, that's more important than winning a Cy Young.
Is it?
Yeah, you're the
MVP. Cy Young get you in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Cleveland Guardians Hall of Fame. Is he in Memorial Park?
He will be.
If you go to the Hall of Fame, you get
CeCe is really, if you ask him, he feels he's a Yankee.
I understand he feels he's a Yankee because he does a podcast in New York. But I think that, like, to be honest with you, I think most people think, like, so what? Pudge Rodriguez won with the Marlins. He's in as a Ranger.
Yeah, but he spent most of his career there.
Yeah.
You know, semantics.
It's not semantics.
It's semantics.
How many years did CC Sabathia play in the
NBA? When I think of Pudge, I think of him as a Ranger.
I think of CC Sabathia as an Indian / Guardian.
No, you think of CC Sabathia as a Guardian. Well, you know.
Is it only because the Indians
/ assassin.
The Indians hat is canceled? Is that why he can't go in as an Indian?
No. He can go in as a Guardian. But I look at him as an assassin because the Guardians traded him to Milwaukee.
If Stanton makes the Hall of Fame, does he go in as a Marlin or does he go in as a Yankee?
No, he goes in as a Yankee.
He goes in as a Yankee.
Why?
He spent majority of his career.
Most of his career there.
He won an MVP with the Marlins.
He could win a World Series with the Yankees.
He could, but he hasn't.
Yeah, he got to a World Series with the Yankees, and he was he was ALCS MVP of this past season.
He was the league MVP with the Marlins.
So what? But he was ALCS MVP.
I would say this, Vlad.
Anybody can win MVP. No disrespect to Andre Dawson, but he won it for a last place team.
The thing about the Stan thing is, like, it's hard to go in as a Marlin when they went out of their way to dump that money you was attached to.
Yeah, that's it. That's the other thing.
But
who's going to go in as an Oakland A?
All circumstances aren't like that, right? Like, yeah, or like when Stanton left, and when the Marlins got rid of him, everybody was happy.
Hold on, though. Giancarlo Stanton has played the majority of his career, and in most of his elite seasons have come with the Marlins. It's not debatable. He's had more seasons with the New York Yankees playing under 25 games than he has being an elite player with the New York Yankees. Like, for some reason, the oddity is he's really good in the playoffs with the Yankees. That's cool. But there's no debate the better part of his career was with the Marlins than it is with the Yankees. There's really not. He probably should have had two MVPs if he didn't get hit in the face.
Arguing on behalf of the Marlins. Yikes.
Fair point. Back after this.
Where have we gone?
Back after this.